What role do you see the federal government playing in addressing the issue of climate change? And again, thanks for the question.
Well, the federal government has to address this thing. We've been talking about climate change and the negative impact and the danger, and we have certainly seen the climate change. You know, I think we made a mistake when we first called it climate warming or global warming, because actually we now know that climate change manifests itself in cold and wet and rain and hurricanes and hot weather and many other ways. But we know
no winter last year and a crazy winter the winter before.
Yes, we know our sea levels are rising. We know that along our own coast we're seeing that. If you talk to any farmers or anybody who relies on winter tourism, they can tell you the changes that they have seen. So, yes, the federal government absolutely does, because it's the federal government that we need to cut down on dirty polluters. We need to switch over to green energy. We know that that's working. The cost of solar has dropped about 70%. We know that I think Germany uses about 30% green energy now. So we need to do this for our economic security so that we have a steady supply of energy we can count on. We need to do it for national security because we find ourselves in very tough places and, you know, putting our troops at risk. And we need to do it because we need to save the planet, basically.
Would you support a carbon tax if you were reelected?
Would I support a carbon tax? Yes.
Because some environmentalists say that's really the way to go.
Yes, I would. I would. And I think that when we look at all of this, we recognize that it has to be several pronged effort here. We have to reduce the carbon. So, you know, that obviously is a good way. We have to provide subsidies for companies that are investing in energy, in renewable energy. And we also need to make sure that we are still using that thing that we understand from our Yankee upbringing, which is conservation, conserve energy.
All
so producing green energy, reducing dirty energy, and conserving.